I'm finally going to tell you exactly, precisely, which supplements I take from which companies and why. In today's episode of The Chalene Show, let's get to it, shall we? Creatine, fiber, vitamin D, vitamin B, vitamin K, turmeric, vitamin C. What about BCAAs? Pre-workout? What about a post-workout protein shake? How many supplements do we really need? Today, I'm going to share with you the essential supplements that most experts agree you need for optimal health. And as an extra added bonus, I'm going to share with you every single supplement that I take, including the dosages, including which companies I use. And after years of being asked, Chalene, please share with us the exact list of supplements that you take. Today, I'm going to do that. I'm going to share with you exactly what I do take, what I don't take, and why. So let's get to it. Thanks for joining me. My name is Chalene, and you are listening to The Chalene Show. So let's start with the basics, the list that most health experts agree almost every American, at least, should be supplementing their diet with. And the reason why we want to supplement with these things is because most of us, frankly, don't have the nutrients from the food that we're eating, even if you're eating an almost perfect diet, to support the kind of minerals and vitamins that we need for optimal health. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like it doesn't make sense that we have to take so many supplements. Like, our ancestors weren't taking these many supplements. Do I really need all of these things, or am I just a victim of expensive marketing? And then you hear some experts say, like, oh, you know, why take all these supplements anyways if you're just like peeing them out and you get all these things from your food? But the fact of the matter is, when I don't take certain supplements, I feel a difference and it shows up in my blood work. So I want to go on a deep dive and fully understand which supplements I truly needed, which ones are like, you know, it's helpful, but at a certain point you get pill fatigue. Are you with me? Where it's like, I saw a clip from Dave Asprey where I think he said he takes like 80 pills twice a day. I'm like, I don't know if I want optimal health if it means taking that many pills.
Yes. When I'm traveling, I take 84 pills.
God bless him. But on the subject of having optimal health and why it is we have to supplement, but maybe like our grandparents didn't. Here's what Dr. Hyman had to say.
The obvious question is, why do we need supplements, right? We evolved for the last 200,000 years. There was no Whole Foods or GNC or supplement store, or we couldn't buy vitamin D or vitamin C or any of this stuff. We didn't even know what it was. And yet somehow we managed to survive. From an evolutionary point of view, supplements are kind of irrelevant. Right now, we're living so out of sync with our evolutionary biology that we need to really look at the facts about what's happening with our food supply, with our nutrient levels, both in our food and in our bodies, and the consequences of that for our health. After almost 30 years of vigorously testing nutritional status on all my patients, I'm beyond shocked at the level of nutritional deficiencies.
So listen, in today's episode, as I said, I'm going to share exactly what I take, and I'm also going to share general recommendations. These general recommendations are based on what most health experts suggest that most Americans should be taking, because most of us are deficient in these things. So we're better off safe than sorry. However, before we go much further, it's really important that you hear what I'm about to say. If you're considering doing supplementation and you have any kind of medical condition, or you're taking other medications, it's really important that you consult with your physician. Supplements are not governed by the FDA the same way medications are, prescription medications. And because of that, it's really important that you look for certain standards when you're buying your supplements, number one, number two, that you check with your doctor, and number three, that you avoid places like Amazon. And listen, your girl freaking loves I love the convenience of Amazon. I would love to get all of my supplements on Amazon. And many of the companies that I order my supplements from actually have shops on Amazon and they sell their products on Amazon. The problem is, if you look at some of the studies regarding supplements, makeup, hair products that are sold on Amazon, the companies that can imitate and look like they are a shop from that's owned by and run by the actual manufacturer, they're so good at it. They're so good at running these scams. And these are the companies that will often buy outdated, expired, or counterfeit supplements and then sell them to you at either the same price or slightly discounted. And you have no way of knowing. And I've had this happen myself. Like, I ordered, you know, it was like, I need it tomorrow. Got impatient, ordered one of my supplements. I thought I was ordering it from the exact brand, right? It looks like their shop. And then when I got the pills, the safety cap had been broken and there were a few broken pills inside the bottle. I'm like, no. I've had that. And I've heard so many horror stories from, you know, you guys telling me like I was taking these supplements and they just didn't seem to have the same impact. And then I had my blood tested and I was still deficient. So I don't know, just why take that chance? So I'm going to share with you again what it is you should be taking. I'm going to share with you the brands that I take, but please, and I'll put affiliate links below in my show description. When I say affiliate links, that means that I would earn a couple of bucks if you were to buy it using my affiliate link, but I'm not doing that because I want you to buy the brands that I buy. I've done my research. I don't care if you use my affiliate link or if you want to go directly to their website or if you want to do your own research and find a brand that you find very reputable. I encourage you to do so. But just remember that the reputation of the brand that you're buying the supplements from is really important because, again, the FDA doesn't regulate. They see it as just food. They don't see it as a drug. So they don't regulate supplement companies. They don't require them to prove through triple lab testing that what they say is inside the capsule or the powder. They don't require these companies to actually verify or triple lab test to make sure that they are. So buyer beware. Sometimes you get what you pay for. Most naturopathic doctors agree that the majority of us should be supplementing vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, omega-3s, vitamin B, vitamin C, iron, zinc, and antioxidants like selenium. Now, almost everyone needs to supplement in those areas because of the way that we eat. Even if you think that you're eating almost perfect, most of us need to supplement those things. In addition to that, my recommendation is if you are wondering and you want to do the least possible, then you should be checked by a naturopath. Your general practitioner probably will not want to run a full blood work panel unless you're having symptoms, etc. So you may have to go to a naturopathic doctor if, in fact, you want to do testing to find out if you're deficient in some of these areas. Now, as you know, I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the podcast. And in my professional opinion, I would say save your money. Like, you don't even need to go and get tested to see what areas you're deficient. And you should probably assume that you're deficient in these really important areas. Okay, so now let's get into what it is I take. I'm going to share with you what I take and why I take it. First and foremost, I do not like swallowing pills. I don't like it. And there was one naturopathic doctor, beware. Sometimes naturopathic doctors just want to, like, they want you to take so many pills. And frankly, some of it I'm like, really? Really? Like, I don't know. It's just like any other profession. There are those who are opportunistic and really don't have your best interest at heart. They just want to put you on a pill program and they're affiliates for all the pills. And I don't know. I went to one naturopathic doctor and I just really felt like she was just interested in the money. The naturopathic doctor that I go to now, I will give her a shout out because she's amazing. And her name is Dr. Singler. She is in Huntington Beach, California. She does do Zoom consultations as well. She is with a group called Lee Regenerative in Huntington Beach. And shout out to her because, like, she is not going to suggest you take something that you don't need. I'm going to start by sharing with you all the supplements that I take, which I take in a powdered form. Now, this is my decision. I put all of my powdered supplements, I mix them all together at once. This is not for everyone. The reason why I do this, and it takes some getting used to, is because of the taste of some of them is really bad. So I mix some of the powders that taste pretty good with some of the powders that taste really bad, and I mix them all together, and then, and it's like a really thick concoction, and I take this mid-morning to early afternoon. The first water bottle that I do in the morning is just water, and because at the moment I'm doing intermittent fasting, and because this bottle contains so many supplements that I'm about to share with you, it's got a lot of calories in it, so it would technically break a fast if that's important to you. I don't know if it is. And I'm going to share with you all the supplements that I put in there. But again, I'm going to tell you exactly how I do it. But the first supplement that I start with is called Bright Minds. And this is a heavy hitter. So I'm going to tell you that it's got freaking everything in it. So, you know, a lot of people take a multivitamin plus, you know, all these other, this is like almost every supplement you could possibly really need all in one powder. And I'm just going to tell you, it does not taste good at all. So if you go and look at the reviews for this particular supplement, all the one stars are all people who are like, oh, I couldn't hack the taste of it. I couldn't hack the taste of it either if I just drank it on its own. So this is a supplement you would either want to put into a smoothie, or you do it like your girl where I mix them all together so that there's enough other supplements in there to mask the taste of this one. And it's no wonder it doesn't taste good. Let me tell you what is in this one powdered form. It's called Bright Minds, and it's specifically for brain health, and it includes all of the multivitamins that almost every human needs, regardless of your age. All right, are you ready? It has vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin E, thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, folate, biotin, pathetic acid, calcium, iodine, magnesium, zinc, selenium, manganese, chromium, molybdenum, I don't even know what that is, phosphate something or another, acetocarnitine, ginkgo biloba, huperzine A, alpha lipoic acid, CoQ10, resveratrol, choline, lutein, which is so good for your eyes, like you really need that for your eyes, boron, silicon, vitamin B3, vitamin K, and more. Like when you look at the price for this, it's really remarkable how well it's priced. It's formulated, it's made by BrainMD, and it's formulated to be all of your multis in one powdered form. It's ideal for brain health. It's ideal for all of your multivitamins. But again, I'm just going to tell you, the flavor is not cute. As I mentioned, almost everyone needs magnesium. And what most people don't realize is that they need more than just one form of magnesium. And most magnesium supplements are just one or two forms. I found a form of magnesium, well, suggested by my doctor, was a form of magnesium that had all of the 7 to 8 different types of magnesium. The company that I use, that I trust for my magnesium, just came out with a powdered form, and I've been using that in my, again, in my same water bottle, and it has 8 different types of magnesium. Magnesium, and I've done so many episodes on magnesium. Magnesium is the like superpower supplement of all supplements, in my opinion, especially if we're talking about weight loss, if we're talking about anxiety, depression, hormone balance, if we're talking about sleep, if we're talking about bone strength, if we're talking about bone density. Magnesium is the mamma jamma. Anyways, I put a powdered form of magnesium. I will link to all of these in my show description. I will say the powder form, which I get from Bioptimizer, I find personally, it's weird, the powdered form of this magnesium doesn't give me any digestive distress whatsoever. The pill form, I find that if I take more than 3 digestively, it just doesn't settle with me. So I can push the limits with the powdered form and it doesn't taste that bad. Now, creatine is a supplement. We've been hearing bodybuilders and people who are physique models talking about creatine for years, but creatine is especially beneficial for women who are perimenopausal through menopause. Why? That is because during this period of time for us, as we're decreasing our sex hormones, specifically the ones that help us to build muscle, because we're undergoing these significant changes, and it often impacts our ability to put on muscle and to gain strength, creatine helps aid in the transfer of adenosine triphosphate.
Phosphocreatine can act as a high energy phosphate donor to reform ATP and allow you to perform better. But it's also a really powerful osmolite, and so it pulls water into muscle tissue. Just a muscle cell being more hydrated, there's some evidence that that can actually improve that it's more anabolic environment. But regardless of the mechanism, we do know that when you take creatine, you see improvements in lean mass.
That was Dr. Lane Norton. And here's what our friend Dr. Andrew Huberman has to say about creatine.
The readily available fuel source form of creatine can also be stored in brain tissue, and is actually quite prominently stored in the forebrain, the area or the real estate of your brain just behind the forehead, which is involved in planning and action and understanding context. So it's very important for cognition. It's important for personality too, but it's important for a number of different aspects of life that have to do with making plans, being able to focus very intensely on your work, etc., or on anything for that matter. All functions that become heavily disrupted in people who have traumatic brain injury and concussion.
Only does creatine help in muscle recovery, muscle development, but also in brain function. I started using creatine about a year ago, and now I take 5 milligrams every single day, powder form. It is tasteless. I will link to the one that I use. I think it's from, I don't remember, but I'll link to it in my show notes. So be sure to look there for the complete list. I don't have an affiliate link for my creatine, but I'll share with you the brand that I take. And I think it's Pure, a very reputable brand. It's something that I order directly from Pure, not from Amazon. Next up, I add collagen. I add an unflavored collagen that's specifically formulated to help with hair, skin, tissue development, joint pains and stiffness. And what's nice about it is it gives a little bit of protein as well. The collagen that I'm taking right now is from Organifi. And again, I will link to that in the show notes. It's unflavored. They also have a flavored version. But if I recall, the flavored version doesn't have any protein. And I'm not positive about that. But they do have a flavored version and unflavored version. Currently, I'm using the unflavored version. And honestly, I think collagen makes a big difference because we produce less of it. We produce less of all the things that we need as we age. And that's why this, our skin can sometimes feel like crepey. You can see the signs of cellulite, hair, nails. All of these things are so important as we age. I don't know about you, but like after a certain, like after about 40, you just feel like, why is my hair working against me? Like it takes so much longer to look cute. Are you with me? I discovered a bar that I'm so excited about, you guys. First of all, I had heard that Maria Shriver and her son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, were in the process with neuroscientists developing a bar that was specifically formulated to have all the supplements you really need for brain function. Like these are the supplements that we, you know, if you've done any research on how to prevent Alzheimer's and lifestyle changes, these are the most important supplements to have. Anyways, I heard that they were developing this protein bar. I definitely wanted to try it, even though I'm always a little skeptical. I just had in the past been kind of turned off by the taste of protein bars. So I had them ship them to me. I tasted them. I am not kidding. I'm not even exaggerating. You guys, these are the best freaking protein bars I've ever had. I'm not even joking. And this is the part that's going to blow your mind. They have less than 1 gram of sugar, less than 160 calories. Would you like to eat a delicious bar that is chocolatey and peanut buttery and crunchy? Yes. And proceeds go to the Women's Alzheimer's Movement at the Cleveland Clinic? Triple yes. I'm obsessed with this bar. But they've got like 6 other flavors. They've got cookie dough, peanut butter crunch, chocolate crunch, blueberry almond crunch, lemon white chocolate crunch. That's the one I'm going to try next. Listen, we're all busy. You're on the go. You're going to the gym or you're just trying to like live your best life. You're in your car and you're thinking about going through a drive-thru. No, don't do it. Keep a Mosh bar in your car. Mosh protein bars will keep your body fit and fueled and feeling good. And I might add, it's a great way to support the show and Alzheimer's research. I am so proud to have them as a sponsor. So please take advantage of your 20% off plus free shipping. Go to moshlife.com/lean, order their 6-count trial pack. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping on that 6-count trial pack. That pack includes all the flavors and they are delish. Mosh is spelled MOSHLIFE, moshlife.com/lean for your 20% off. These next two, if to be honest, if you're doing the first recommendation I gave you, which was Bright Minds, then you don't need to do these next two. But if you're not doing Bright Minds, then you definitely want to do these next two. The first one is Immunity from Organifi. And this one, unlike Bright Minds, is actually delicious. It's loaded with vitamin D, vitamin C, D3, as well as zinc. And this one is ideal to help you make sure you've got a healthy immune system. I swear by this stuff. And this one is great for T cell production and your overall health and immunity. I swear by this one. I swear this is the reason why I never get sick. Next up, also from Organifi, is Pure. And you guys, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that I have been mixing Pure and Immunity in my water bottle for years. I swear by them. And the reason why I got turned on to Pure is for my brain health. Now, I do take Adderall. That's not a supplement. That's a prescription drug. And I take 15 milligrams of slow-release Adderall for my ADHD, It works because of the type of ADHD I have. And that's why I always think it's really important that you consider getting a diagnosis so you know what type of ADHD you have, because Adderall is a stimulant. People who have a certain type of ADHD, it can make them feel very like speedy. It can diminish their appetite. It's never happened for me. And it can make them more obsessive. So that's why I think it's really important that you look at what type of ADHD you have. For more about that, there's like a simple test you can go take at the AimanClinics.com to figure out, to kind of help you figure out what type of ADHD you might have. Anyways, it was recommended to me at the time that I got my diagnosis that I consider really helping my brain function, specifically my brain-derived neurotropic factor, by increasing it, which helps with exercise, but also with a supplement I take that's called Pure. That is from Organifi, and it's specifically designed for cognition, memory, focus, everything that somebody who's easily distracted needs. And this one is clinically proven to increase BDNF, brain-derived neurotropic factor, by up to 276%. That's insane. Both the Immunity and the Pure have a lemon. One has a lemon flavor, one has an orange flavor. So now that I'm mixing all of these ingredients together, it really tastes like a very potent, very sour Skittle, or like, I mean, it's like, it's potent. Okay, I'm telling you, it's pretty potent. And sometimes, depending on my diet over the course of that week, I will mix in a fiber supplement as well. It, again, it's water soluble, it's a fiber supplement. And for so many women, you're missing fiber in your diet. Fiber makes us feel full longer. It helps with digestion. It helps with nutrient absorption. It helps to control blood sugar levels and balance hormones. So, you know, again, friend of the show, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, swear, like, this is the cornerstone of the Galveston diet. It is to increase your fiber. It's, if you're going to track anything, she says, track your fiber. I don't always add fiber to my water mix. Kind of depends on like what I'm doing with my diet that week. But if I do, I just use the same fiber product that she recommends. And I will link that in our show notes as well. Okay, so that's it. Now, let me just give you this word of advice. If you mix all of those yourself the first time, you're going to take a swig and you're going to be like, oh, what is this? So go slow. I'll say that, number one. Number two, and this is my weird hack, but it works. I add a little bit of oat milk creamer, just a touch, to this water. Because what it does is it kind of cuts all that like really pungent taste of the all these like fruity sour flavors, and it just gives it a little bit of a like a softer, creamier taste. I know that sounds crazy, and it's not gonna be for everybody, but some of you are gonna be like, Shalene, this is so good. I'm telling you, I actually look forward to drinking this. I think it is so freaking tasty. I would like, I love the taste of it now. And I don't know if that's weird. I don't know if it's an acquired thing. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I do. Maybe you, all of these supplements I just went over, they're all available in pill forms too. So if you're like, I don't want to do all that in one drink, that sounds disgusting, I would just rather throw them all back in pill form. You can do that too, because every single one of the companies that I just talked about, they all offer these in pill form too. I just get pill fatigue, so I like doing it all in one water bottle. And it also helps me to get more hydration. And you may have noticed what I don't put in my water bottle is any BCAAs or protein powder or post-workout, pre-workout. Like, you know, if your body is working optimally, I know I'm going to catch some grief for this, you really don't need a pre-workout or a post-workout or BCAAs, especially if your body is using the protein that you're consuming. However, it's not harmful. So if you like the taste of your pre-workout, if it's like, for example, my sister says she loves taking her pre-workout because it gives her a little bit of a kick and it gives her some energy for her workout. And it's kind of like, it's almost like a habit, kind of the way it is a habit for me to drink a little bit of coffee in the morning. I don't even know if I need it. I probably don't, but it's just like having that nice little warm cup of coffee is like part of my morning routine. So if that's part of your routine to have your BCAAs or your pre-workout before your workout, then go for it. A lot of people will admit that the reason why they do a pre-workout or BCAAs is because they just like the taste of it in their water. And I'm here to say, if improving the taste of your water is what you need to, then do that because you need more water. Everybody needs more water. So, you know, if that's what you're not going to do any harm by consuming these things. I'm just here to tell you, you probably don't need them. Now let's talk about the pill forms of supplements that I take. First is DIM. DIM is a natural way to balance your hormones. DIM is something I take. DIM is something that my husband takes. Again, we use a very reputable brand that we get specifically from our naturopathic doctor. I recommend Pure or Thorne as very reputable brands. I'm sure there are others out there, but you know, those are the two I can remember off the top of my head. DIM is ideal for those of you who are PCOS. DIM is a way, like I said, to balance hormones for both men and women. So as always, I'm just going to remind you to check first with your physician to make sure that any supplement that you're taking doesn't interact with a medication that you're taking or a existing medical condition. Next, perhaps one of the most essential supplements that all of us should be taking is an omega-3. Omega-3s are typically EPA and DHA fountain fish oils, and these are considered to be one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories that you can take. This is so important for your brain health. Like, there's been incredible studies on the slowing and even the reversing of symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other diseases related to brain cognition just by doing high dosages of omega-3s. Check it out if that's something you're interested in. Omega-3s are important not just for cognitive health, but the health of your skin, your hair, your nails, your eye health, and overall body functions. And there's over 4,000 studies that substantiate the supplementation of omega-3s decreases your risk of heart attack and stroke. Next up on the list is turmeric. And I have to admit, I'm not as consistent about taking my turmeric. I don't know why, but I'm not. And I should be, because turmeric is, again, one of those incredible anti-inflammatory supplements that helps with joint pain, aches, recovery. And turmeric is one of the most commonly recommended supplements, especially for women over 40, because it helps with joint pain. It helps with symptoms of perimenopause. It helps with symptoms of menopause. Just about anything related to body function, anything that's going to be impacted by inflammation, turmeric helps to reduce inflammation. So it's a wonderful supplement to take. I'll share with you the brand that I take. For gut health, I have shifted from taking a probiotic. I'm taking a break from my probiotics, and I've started taking something called Masszymes. And I was inspired to take this after seeing a video from, again, one of the companies, Bioptimizer, that it's a very incredibly reputable company. Like, their customer service is next level. But I saw this video about how using these enzymes, how it broke down the proteins that you're consuming and allowed them to be more bioavailable. Therefore, when I started taking this, I stopped taking my BCAAs. And I really think it's made a huge difference in my muscle development. So it's called Masszymes. Again, the recommended dosage on the bottle, I think, is like 3 pills, 2 times a day. I just take 2 pills. I'm a small person. I take 2 pills on an empty stomach before I'm going to have a meal. And I have found that I am less bloated. I find that I feel like I'm getting better gains from my strength training, which makes sense why I'm not having to consume as much protein. Like, my protein levels, I think, are probably down compared to what they were when I was trying so hard to get, like, you know, this tracking my macros and worried all about it. Now I feel like I'm absorbing more of the content of my protein because of the enzymes. This supplement helps you to break down your foods and convert them into amino acids, which basically negates the need to take BCAAs. It helps with recovery, it gives you brighter eyes, and it helps you to build muscle. And remember, muscle is a cornerstone of our metabolism. And last but not least is melatonin. I do take melatonin with CBD, and the sleep supplement that I take, which I will have linked below in our show notes, is from Soul CBD. So it's got CBD in it, which is non-hallucinogenic. It does not have any THC in it. I don't know about you, but for THC for me, everybody's different. THC for me does not help me sleep. I'm up all night. So I like something that has zero THC in it for sleep. So it's got CBD, CBN, it's got melatonin, and it's got chamomile. And all 4 of those ingredients help with sleep. Now, many of you are going to find you're going to sleep much better just with magnesium. Magnesium is essential for sleep. But I'm telling you what, when I do my magnesium supplement and my melatonin supplement in the form of my sleep gummies, it's lights out. So that's it, my friends. I'm not suggesting that you need to take everything that I take, but I do suggest that you give these things some time. It probably is going to take about 90 days before you start to feel like, wow, big difference. Some of you might feel a huge difference right away. We don't know how bad we feel until we start to feel like ourselves again. And when you have all the vitamins and minerals that you need, it is only then that your body can function the way it was designed to function, where you can feel like yourself again. I know the thing that sucks about this is they're expensive. And I apologize. I know it sucks that health insurance doesn't cover these things. Why would they? Health insurance is only good if you're sick. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Don't even get me started. So that is a bummer. And I'm going to acknowledge that it is, you know, a privilege that we can afford to do these things. And because of that, if you're going to, you know, you have to prioritize, okay, like, what do I really need? Like, pay attention to the list I gave you right at the beginning. I think the most important one for you to consider is magnesium, and get yourself a good multi. So I talked about Bright Minds as being a multi that I mix in a powdered form. But if you're not doing a powdered form, you should definitely be taking a multivitamin from a reputable brand. All of these things, they make a difference. It's stacking all of these little things that make a big difference. And then you don't have to work so hard in the gym. You don't have to fight so hard against your nutrition. I hope this is helpful. Listen, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.